Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for September 5th, 2015. My first live wrestling event of 2015 found me at the Davis Arena in Louisville, Kentucky for Ohio Valley Wrestling Saturday Night Special. We begin with OVW boss Dean Hill coming out to welcome everyone. He then introduces a very special guest.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the September edition of Saturday Night Special. As the new owner of OVW, I welcome each and every one of you to the house that Gary Davis built. We've got a lot of exciting things here for y'all for this evening. But I've had a little, note passed to me. What did I do? See, look, it's y'all, trying to see it, my age. And I was told that for someone, you never know who's going to show up at OVW. And I found out that there's an old friend of mine that showed up tonight. Somebody that goes back into the Louisville Gardens days when he was never there. And I'm not sure in the house where he's at. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that go back to the gardens, remember the name, Tony Falk. Good seeing you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to be here in Louisville, Kentucky. I had a lot of good memories over there at the gardens. Dean Hill, I know some good things have been happening here, and it's going to continue. Some great things happening here. This is the house that Danny Davis built. Dean Hill, you're the man around here, and I'm just happy to come up here and see the great talent you got here tonight.
The children may not remember, so we purpose on your way home tonight, educate them. Tony Falk is one of the men that created the ladder that is professional wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky.
Is that good?
Now, all that being said, as Tony would have said years ago, all right, enough of all this, let's get some wrestling into the ring. Can you do it in the first match? Ladies and gentlemen, few changes are happening. I'm sure you're able to see that. And Dean Hill's OVW has got a new look in a lot of different places. Hopefully you like all of them. This is one that we like. Please welcome Grace Kaiser! Gentlemen, you're welcome.
Thanks, Dean Hill!
Grace the Ring Girl gets interrupted by Josh Ashcraft, who informs us that neither Timmy Danger nor Gilbert Corsi are present tonight, so he will handle the commentary. He then brings out his broadcast partner and ring announcer for the evening, Ron Head. Let's go to our opening match. Okay, so AJ's about to call for the bell here. And our first match is Shane Andrews versus Rum Thump. And of course, Jesse Bell looking all good at ringside. Obviously, the crowd's still buzzing from the Tony Falk tribute. But Rum Thump takes Andrews over, but both these guys have been at the sawmill. Well, Jesse Bell has too. And Rum Thump catches Andrews off the ropes and blocks him down. And Andrews scurries to the corner where AJ won't let Rum Thump attack him no more. Jesse Bell decked out in some red and gray camo tonight, looking real good. Oh, arm drag attack. Rum Thump takes Shane Andrews over, picks him up, body slam. Jesse then grabs Rum Thump's leg and Shane Andrews gives him a knee to the back and sends him over the top rope and out. And Shane Andrews going out. to retrieve Rump Dump, going back in so he can maybe get a pin here. And again, Rump Dump charges, but this time lands on the apron. Slingshot, sunset flip. Andrews flips out of that. Rump Dump rolls him up. Only gets two. Andrews spinning heel kick. Cover, two. Well, Jesse says it was three. Andrews with a kick to the back on Rump Dump, but still only two. Andrews now pounding away on Rump Dump. Ooh, Andrews with a hard forearm. Whips Rump Dump across. Andrews points out his target. Here he comes. And his target turns out to be a big boot from Rump Dump. Rump Dump on the second rope. Comes off. Drop kick. Cover. Still only two. Oh, Andrews with the eye poke of doom. Andrews with a fist puts Rump Dump down on the canvas. Oh, still only two. Now we got a rear chin lock by bad boy Shane Andrews. Rump Dump gets three via punches but runs into a knee lift and cut a flip in the middle of the ring. Shane Andrews covers two. Only two. And AJ emphatically says it was two. Andrews with a fist and grabs Rump Dump, whips him across. Andrews again gets a running start. Misses on a Bronco Buster as Rump Dump gets it out of the way. AJ gets to, I believe, seven. Rump Dump with a forearm comes off. Andrews meets him with a forearm. Rump Dump with a forearm. Rump Dump dunks a forearm from Andrews, comes off. Couple of fists upside the head. Rump Dump reverse whips it in the ropes, ducks lariat. Comes off with a big kick, and Andrews kind of did the worm there a little bit as he went down. Oh, could we be setting up for Rump Dump to move? Yep, there it is. Rump Dump to move. Jesse runs over to ringside. There's a cover. Jesse puts Shane Andrews' foot on the ropes, like the good friend that she is to Shane. Rump Dump now trying to climb up, but Jesse grabs his leg. Rump Dump kicks her off, but Andrews follows Rump Dump off. There's a belly-to-belly suplex, and let's see what was going to happen here. Andrews now going up top. Jesse's not going to grab his leg, obviously. Frog splash! Hook the leg, cover, and that'll do it. And Jesse joins in the post-match celebration. Hey, there, she's got the mic. Oh, look. Oh, good. Jesse Bell challenging any women that might be in the back. Jesse's open challenge is answered by the Van Zant Family Circus's very own Scarlett. Scarlett getting in a little pre-match stretching. Jesse's kind of creeped out with this. Scarlett a lot bigger than she looks on TV. She's a little bit taller than Jesse. Yeah, this might be a match of the year. Jesse grabs a hammerlock on Scarlett, and she's happy about it. But Scarlett twists out because she can. Shane Andrews still on the outside, and he can't quite believe what he's seeing here. Obviously, probably never been to a circus. Jesse with a knee lift. And Jesse kicks Scarlett in the leg. There's the hair pull takedown, a common move used in women's wrestling. Jesse now stomping away on circus contortionist Scarlett. Oh, a little rake for the shoulders there. Jesse with kind of a leg drop rams Scarlett head into the mat. Jesse now choking Scarlett with a boot. His Louisville fans coming out and shaking Tony Falk's hand. Yes, the legend USWO promoter Tony Falk is also in the house tonight. What a coincidence.
Go Scarlett!
Scarlett back up. Jesse looks like she's got her in a sleeper. Scarlett goes down to her knees, and she's going down.
Believe me, rest assured, Randy will get what's coming to him. But you, don't think I forgot all the stuff you put me through. It took two to cause this, and I remember all the in the ring, out of the ring. Now that I don't have a job, I got nothing but time on my hands. So that's your problem, darling. What goes around, comes around.
Ryan Howe comes on the monitor, talks to Jesse Bell. Scarlett rolls her in and gets a pin. And some post-match celebratory stretching, contorting, whatever, by Scarlett. Next up is a battle royal where the winner will get a future shot at the OVW Television Championship. Oh, look, so we got, let's see, one, two, we got seven people in this match. Well, six people in the assassin. Well, I'm not sure who the guy in the black and white is. But he seems to be having a good time after he goosed SK. SK slams West Coast. So we got Elvis Pridemore. Elvis Pridemore trying to dump Jay Dawson out. I assume Jay Dawson probably the favorite in this. Hey, it's West Coast skins the cat. SK runs into a knee from West Coast. Now Dawson and West Coast. And they, SK barely kept his feet off the floor, even though he got dumped over the top rope and manages to pull himself back in. Elvis chopping Dre Blitz in the corner. Meanwhile, the guy in the black and white with the frizzy hair, he's back on Assassin's back. And meanwhile, West Coast, he gets dumped over the top rope, but he's on the apron and his feet haven't touched the floor yet. There's a chop by Dre Blitz on Elvis Pridemore, and out goes the... out goes the frizzy-headed guy. Okay, that was Rook. I kind of remember him now. Assassin throws Dre Blitz over the top rope, but he stays on the apron. Blitz slingshots himself back in, as does Jay Dawson. Okay, that was Wes Connors. So now we only got five people left. Pridemore dumps out SK.
SK, Eve-Sledge eliminated.
Eve-Sledge. Blitz and Pridemore working on the assassin while Jay Dawson recollects his thought. Now it's 3-on-1. Assassin fights all three of them off. Oh, noggin knocker on Pridemore and Blitz by the assassin. Assassin charges. Pridemore and Blitz pull down the top rope, and out goes the assassin, my favorite OVW superstar. Ooh. Dawson takes an elbow upside the head from Pridemore. Splashes Dre Blitz in the ropes. Dawson grabs Pridemore. Flips Dawson out. Dawson to the apron, and Dawson head scissors Pridemore out of the ring. Here comes Blitz. So it's down to Blitz and Dawson. Dawson thrust kick. Blitz with a corkscrew drop kick. Misses. But pushes away Dawson from a neck breaker. Blitz throws Dawson over and celebrates, but Dawson lands on the apron. Dawson off the top with a lariat. Now waiting for Blitz to get up. Blitz with a little kick to the midsection. Here he comes. And for the 37th time in this match, somebody goes over the top rope and lands on the apron. Dawson kicks Blitz off the apron, and that'll do it. So Jay Dawson got a shot at the TV title. Probably knowing OVW in the next couple of weeks. On the monitors around the entrances, we see our OVW champion, the psychedelic superstar Chris Silvio, who says that this week he got a $50,000 insurance policy that assures him that he will walk out still our OVW champion. It's circus time as the Van Zandt Family Circus, the Ringmaster, Scarlett, and Dapper Dan Van Zandt come out for Dan's match against the ladies' man, Leon Shelley. Leon Shelley taking his robe off provocatively. Checks out Grace the Ring Girl, as he should. With AJ still out here. Might be the hardest working referee in professional wrestling today. Of course, the family circus outside the ring. Ooh, Dan charges. There's an arm drag by Shelley. Dan rams the shoulder into Shelley in the corner. Whips him across. Shelley leapfrogs. Hip toss. Arm drag. Hey, this offense kind of looks familiar. Meanwhile, Ringmaster and Scarlett wandering around outside the ring. Ringmaster has a whip. So Shelley better be careful. Shelley leapfrogs. Ducks a lariat. Not sure what that was. Shelley grabs Dan and hits the knee lift, but Dan gives a harder one. Shelley slips out of fireman's carry and Dan pops him. But he's awful close to the ringmaster. Shelley off of the lariat. Drop kick. Dan staggering. Shelley sets up a neck breaker, but Dan pushes away. Misses a clothesline. Shelley connects on a spinning kick. Sends Dan out of the ring. Hey, and Scarlett's going to contort for us. Nice back bridge there by Scarlett. And here's Shelley. And Shelley's going to plant a high hard one on her. Well, here's Dan back in the ring. Scarlett pushes Shelley into Dan. And Dan clobbers him in the back of the head. Kind of hard to tell Scarlett's reaction to that kiss. Meanwhile, Dan with a back elbow upside Shelley's head now chokes him in the ropes. And let's see who's going to go over there and choke Shelley. Scarlett's awful close. But Dan pulls Shelley back in and drops him with a right. Dan pounds away on Shelley. Dan has Shelley down like in a sleeper. Shelley slips out of a fireman's carry again. Ooh, pops Dan upside the head.
Let's go, Leon!
Shelley comes off. And Dan catches him and plants him. Cover. Let's see, that was about 2 3/5. Dan sets up for a pile driver, but Shelley backdrops him. Shelley with a chin breaker. Shelley off the ropes catches Dan with a DDT. Let's see what Shelly's going to do. Shelly limping a little bit, but he's going to go up top. Shelly off with a crossbody. There's a cover. But Ringmaster pulls AJ out of the... Shouldn't they call for a DQ here? Shelly with a slingshot kick to the Ringmaster. Then leaps out onto him. Shelly now is going to go up top. Dan's back to his feet. Shelly off. Dan catches him. Oh, it's a 720 spinning power, sit-down powerbomb. And that'll do it. And the family circus stands over the fallen Shelly, maybe perhaps giving him some tickets to a future circus. And on the third attempt, Grace is able to grab Dapper Dan's hat off the top of the ring post. Match number 5 has our OVW television champion Randy Royal, accompanied to the ring by Jesse Bell, defending against the complete athlete Devin Driscoll. And we're going to start by battling outside the ring, and once again, AJ is your ref. Randy Royal, Devin Driscoll going at it. Driscoll is just tearing into Royal before he can even get in the ring. Now both wrestlers are now in the ring. And the bell rings. Driscoll runs into an elbow. Royal comes off. Driscoll catches him with a spine buster. There's a cover. But, you know, that was only two. Well, Jesse is on the apron, and Driscoll goes after her. Probably to ask her where he can get some of those camo pants like she's got. Meanwhile, that gives Royal a chance to attack him. Royal, with a leg sweep, puts his feet on the ropes, but AJ alertly catches this and decides not to count to three. Royal now choking Devin Driscoll with a boot. Royal drops Driscoll with a fist, much to Jesse's delight. Royal now with a sleeper on Driscoll. Driscoll, who's sitting on the mat, that is. Royal still hanging on, but Driscoll gets to his feet and backs Royal into the turnbuckle. Royal still hanging on. Finally, Driscoll just snaps back and squashes Royal in the corner. Driscoll whips Royal across. But Royal gets out of the way, and Driscoll hits the ring post shoulder first. There's a neck breaker. Royal trying to win this match so he can get another $1,000. But only gets two. Well, Driscoll was awful close to the rope. Royal now with an international object, and he is choking Devin Driscoll with it out of the side of AJ, of course, because just that's what Randy Royal does. Oh, it's a wristband that Royal is using. Driscoll gets to his feet and shoves Royal into the corner. Royal drops the wristband or whatever it was he had. Short arm clothesline by Driscoll. Both wrestlers in. Driscoll with a right and some kicks to the midsection. Royal with some rights of his own. Driscoll pulls himself up and turns Royal around the corner. Now he's going to throw some rights. Ooh, kisses his fist and hits Royal. Royal just staggers down in the ring. There's cover. Well, that was only about 2.1. Driscoll rolls to the corner. Oh, Royal undid the turnbuckle pad. Well, AJ now has to do ring maintenance. Driscoll reverse sweeps Royal into AJ. Down goes AJ. Down goes the turnbuckle pad. And down goes Royal as Driscoll clotheslines him. Driscoll drapes an arm. But AJ's still down. Here is Shane Andrews out. Andrews out stomping on Driscoll, and AJ manages to raise up long enough. He's calling for the bell, but nobody's ringing it. And Driscoll nails Andrews with a clothesline, and here's Jesse. Oh, no, Jesse, please don't do this. Driscoll grabs Jesse by the hair. And Driscoll spanks Jesse. Shouldn't we be having a raffle for this? Because I throw about 10 bucks into that. Royal with the Royal treatment. Down goes Driscoll. And now Royal pushes Driscoll over, covers. Jesse tries to wake up AJ. Here's another ref. That might be Scruffy ref. I think it is. So now, it is Scruffy ref. So he's out here wearing brown corduroys for some reason. Royal pops Driscoll upside the head. Driscoll fires back. AJ's still down. I guess calling for that bell really took it out of him. Royal spins around, tries to set up a leg sweep. Royal kicks away, pushes off of a neck breaker. Royal back to the Royal treatment. Driscoll reverses it, neck breaker. Driscoll rakes an arm over. Scruffy ref counts to three. And here's Dean out to applaud Driscoll for his valiant effort in winning the TV title. Well, Jesse in the ring to check on Royal. Scruffy ref checking on AJ. Now Andrew's in the ring too. Well, looks like another week of eating pork and beans for Royal and Jesse. Oh, Randy attacks a poor defenseless sign and tears it up.
During intermission, as was the case all evening, fans came up to Tony Falk to take pictures, shake hands, and reminisce about seeing Tony wrestle in the days of the Louisville Gardens. After intermission, Eddie Diamond comes on to monitors, reiterating that he is walking out the OVW champion or he's not walking out at all. After that, we get a couple more visitors who come out to the ring.
Well, here comes Pope Elijah Burt, and he has got Marcus Anthony with him, and Anthony's like grown him a beard since we last saw him.
Thank you for that very warm OVW reception. Now, I promise the world, I promise OVW Nation, that I will show up right here Saturday Night Special to explain to all of you and everybody in TV land what's going on with the big man Marcus Anthony and myself. Okay.
They're getting interrupted by Adam Revolver and Reverend Stuart Miles. Not sure what this is about. But Revolver and Miles are supposed to team together in the tag team roulette.
Pope, thank you for showing up. Now you can make your way to the back. I'm sure you can blog about this on a video post. Put it on your Facebook that nobody's a friend of. And then the whole world can know.
Well, Miles is. Remember you said they had to be the last two guys out of the party.
Now then, as Pope was saying,
here comes Mitch Huff. And here's Big John. Well, Pope. Hulk just gave it up and left along with Anthony. So I guess we're going to go to the tag team roulette.
So with Pope Elijah Burke and Marcus Anthony exiting stage left prematurely, the other teams come out for the tag team roulette. The four teams again are Adam Revolver and Reverend Stuart Miles, Trevor Steele and Eric Locker with Josh Ashcraft, Mitch Huff and Big John, and our current OVW tag team champions, Adam Wilde and Robbie Walker.
So it's first pinfall wins. And there's more issues in this match than a Jerry Springer marathon. And of course, AJ back out here to ref. Because he's the only one in proper ref attire here, I guess. Scruffy ref had on brown pants and a OVW golf shirt. So it's Huff and Miles opening up. You know, for a preacher, Miles has a lot of tattoos. Miles grabs a headlock on Mitch Huff, the chosen one. Huff backdrops Miles. Miles off the ropes. Blocks down cover, but barely gets one. Huff with a hammerlock takes Miles down. And meanwhile, Wilde kicks away at Ashcraft, who is just wandering around on the outside. And once again, Miles takes Huff down with a headlock. Well, Ashcraft trying to give some advice to his team.
Hey, War Machine, you ran yourself down to your fucking job behind your back! All right?
Miles with a drop toe hold on Huff, but misses an elbow drop. They drop kick in the general direction of each other, but miss, and we got a standoff. Probably won't be the last standoff in this match.
Come on!
Surprisingly, no tags yet, even though we're probably about 2.5-3 minutes in. And the fans want Huff to tag out the Big John. Huff shoots Miles into the corner. Revolver kind of backs away to avoid a tag. Oh, look, Miles is going to... Miles going for a 10 punch. But only gets one because Revolver just tags himself in. And we got our first moment of dysfunction here. Revolver sets up for a suplex, but Huff suplexes him. For Revolver, a OVW Triple Crown champion. Huff blocks Revolver down. Leapfrog. And hip toss on Revolver. Atomic drop and a slam. Huff misses a super kick, and Revolver with a knee lift to the midsection. And Fisherman suplex. Ooh, that was 2.5. Revolver over to give Big John the business. AJ trying to keep Big John out. Meanwhile, Revolver trying to get Miles to come in. But Miles don't want to do it because that would violate the rules. And Miles being the... having to set an example for people, don't want to break rules. Huff rolls up Revolver and gets two. A nice hard chop by, Huff on Revolver. Another chop by Huff. Huff whips Revolver across. There's a drop kick and a cover. And Huff's still in here. So far, only 3 of the 8 people have been in the match. Huff back to the corner, pops Revolver, and Walker, who has issues with Huff, tags himself in. And now Walker tags Wilde in after whipping Revolver to the corner. Chin breaker. Wilde with a leg lariat in a cover. And only two. Wilde shoots Revolver in the corner. Wilde drop kick. Here comes, and Walker launches off Wilde's back with a drop kick on Revolver in the corner, but it only gets two. Wilde back in and goes to work on Revolver. Wild and Walker making really quick tags here as they've got Revolver isolated about as much as you can be in a four-corner tag match. Double kicks on Revolver. Wild covers, only two. Wild spin kick misses. Revolver catches him in the sleeper. And Trevor Steele tags himself in. Wild with a drop kick on Revolver. Locker steps out to trip up Wild. Steele with a big boot upside Wild's head. And here comes Steele into the ring. And the first appearance for the War Machine duo. Locker tags himself in. And a fist to the chin of Adam Wild. Locker belly-to-belly suplex just throws Wild. And back over, and another tag on Steele, who barely got in the first time. Steele with a solid shot to the ribs on Adam Wild, one half of our OVW Tag Team Champions. There's an elbow from Steele. And now the War Machine duo that's on the same team making tags rather quickly in and out. Big John still waiting to get in. In fact, he's the only one that hasn't been in the match yet. Wild loses his bandana as Locker bangs his head into Trevor Steele's big boot. Well, the fans want John. Will he get in? Steele drops Wild across the ropes, then belly to... Yeah, German suplex by Eric Locker, and he can throw some suplexes now. Wild stunners free from Locker. Revolver tags himself in. Revolver... Revolver has Wild by the foot.
That's right, Revolver.
Revolver goes over and pops Robbie Walker off the apron. And then Wild gets away. Here's a tag on Big John. Big John, close lines for everybody. Double close line for Revolver and Miles. Slams Walker down, and the crowd is going nuts here. Giant suplex for Trevor Steele. John body slams Revolver. And now John's got a tag of Mitch Huff. Huff's going up top. Hey, rocket launcher. And there's a cover. But Revolver kicks out at two. Steele pulls Big John off the apron. So we got, we got guys battling outside the ring. Here's Huff. Super kicks Revolver. Walker super kicks Huff. There's a cover. And that's it. Walker covers Revolver. And so Walker and Ray retain the tag titles. Well, obviously, the issues between Robbie Walker and Mitch Huff are probably going to continue as a result of this match. Meanwhile, Big John, Trevor Steele, Eric Locker, Josh Ashcraft in the ring. Big John stands over the fallen Mitch Huff. Oh, Ashcraft now getting in John's face. Big John grabs Ashcraft, then grabs Locker. There's a choke slam for Locker. Now Steele up in Big John's face. And Steele a little taller than Big John. Steele is really animated here, arguing with Big John. And Big John walks off. Ashcraft now up on Locker Space. Ashcraft slaps Locker, and Locker suplexes him. Well, it's about time that happened. Steele not sure what to make of this, so he just leaves too. Trevor Steele pulls Ashcraft out of the ring and carries him to the back. Here comes Marcus Anthony out here. Uh-oh. Revolver shoves Miles. Marcus grabs Revolver and Miles. Miles gets away. But Marcus big boots Stuart Miles. There's a choke slam for Revolver. And the Pope applauds. Hoff now taking his shots at Anthony. Anthony just shoves him out of the way. Yeah, well, I think I called this. And now Hoff getting worked over. Oh, he's rocking wild, going after Marcus Anthony. Pope's looking on. Double super kick.
Come on, Marcus.
Oh, they try to whip Anthony across, but he won't let him. But he whips them together. Double clothesline. So Pope Elijah Burke and Marcus Anthony stand over the fallen tag team champions. So now we have left in the ring Walker, Wild, and Huff. So we'll see if there's more dysfunction going on here. Well, Huff's out of the ring now and walking to the exit. Of course, Walker now is all happy because he still has the tag titles with Wild. Time for our main event, which is an ultraviolet death match, where the match continues until one man cannot answer the 10 count. We have our OVW champion, the psychedelic superstar Chris Silvio, defending against the former champion, the Teflon Don from Boca Raton, Virginia, Eddie Diamond, who brings out a chainsaw and a hangman's noose. Silvio counters with two chairs, but plenty of other stuff finds its way into this match. Of course, Silvio is our OVW champion, and Diamond, the man he won it from a couple months back. And here we go. And we got a slugfest to start. And Dean's coming out to the announce table with Ron Head. Diamond whips Silvio across. Silvio looked like he tried to do a flare flip, but couldn't get his footing. And now Diamond chasing Silvio around the ring. And Silvio greets him with a forearm. Silvio looks like he pushed a rolling chair into Diamond. There's a suplex on the far side of the ring. Silvio now on the barricade. And comes off with a knee on the Diamond. Both wrestlers back in the ring. Silvio up top. Diamond grabs him and throws him in the center of the ring. Oh, Diamond's getting the noose. Yeah, it's almost time for the 10 o'clock noose, folks. Yeah, everyone's a winner. Diamond now whipping Silvio with the other end of the rope. Silvio trying to get out of the ring. That might not be the best thing to do with a noose around your neck. Diamond just throwing Silvio around. And he's tightening that noose. Of course, Diamond has vowed if he doesn't walk out the champion, he's not going to walk out. Now they have a tug of war. Silvio trying to pull Diamond across. Silvio drop kicks Diamond in the knee.
He busts you again, Eddie Diamond!
Silvio, with a noose still around his neck, goes up top. Diamond yanks him down and crotches him on the top turnbuckle. Diamond now up on top with him, trying to set up for a superplex. Silvio pushes him off and removes the noose from his neck. Silvio double axe handle off the top on the Diamond. Rocket punch. And AJ's going to count.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 is over. Ring the bell.
Well, Diamond obviously back up before 10. I think Diamond even beat the unofficial count. Silvio now popping Diamond in the face. Silvio in the corner. Here's Diamond. Stinger splash. Here comes Diamond again. Diamond misses, gets draped across the corner. Silvio kicks him off to the floor. Well, Silvio's going to get something. Oh, a chair. That's a chair, which gets rammed into the ribs of Eddie Diamond and not a table. And now here comes Silvio with two chairs. Silvio, another chair to the ribs of Diamond. And Silvio whacks Diamond in the back with a chair on the far side of the ring. Silvio makes a run at Diamond. The Diamond sidesteps him and slams him into a chair. Still on the far side of the ring. And now Diamond just throwing chairs on Silvio. Diamond now up on the ring apron. But here's Silvio. Silvio with a thrust kick, and Diamond drops the chair. Diamond with a DDT plants Silvio on the apron. And both wrestlers down on the floor again. Diamond now up on the apron. Comes off and squashes Silvio with a chair. AJ counts. Diamond now over on this side of the ring, and he's got a ladder. Silvio gets to his feet at 7. Diamond now sets the ladder up in the ring.
That's right, Eddie. Stand up so Silvio can use it on you.
Diamond pounding away on Silvio. Of course, that noose is still hanging off the top rope. Silvio reverse whips Diamond into the ladder. Silvio makes a run at Diamond. Diamond catches him by the feet and catapults him into the ladder. Diamond now going up in the corner where the ladder is. He's got the ladder in front of him and slams it down on Silvio. AJ is going to count. Silvio up at 8. Another rocket punch, and down goes Diamond. Now both wrestlers are down. Silvio is up at 4. Diamond still down. And Diamond is up at 8. Here's Silvio with the ladder. Right in the ribs.
I think he said it can't continue. Eddie Diamond's done. He said it can't go on. He's done.
Silvio now grabs the ladder. Diamond kind of struggling to get back to his feet, but he's on his knees. Silvio wanders over where Diamond is and pops him, and down goes Diamond. AJ starts the count, but then pulls up because Silvio goes over there and gives Diamond a few little more punches.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yeah! Yeah, count his eyes out, anything goes!
Silvio choking Diamond. Diamond now crawling over to where the ladder is. And now Diamond uses the ladder to pull himself up. Silvio waiting. Diamond catches him again. And again, catapults him in the ladder, but Silvio stops and comes off with a neck breaker. And we got another count. Silvio got catapulted towards the ladder, but managed to get both his feet on a step and launch himself off, and neckbreaker Diamond. AJ gets the 7, and both wrestlers back up. Silvio rolls out of the ring, and he's going underneath it to get something. Oh, Silvio's got a sledgehammer. Well, he's going to get something else. Well, that's just a big piece of wood. Kind of shaped like a table, but there's no legs on it. Looks like a giant cutting board. Kind of like if you were going to cut up a whole cow or something. Silvio sets this giant cutting board up in the corner. Silvio whips Diamond towards the board. Diamond pulls up. Diamond tries to do the same to Silvio. All right, somebody's going to go through. Diamond now chokes Silvio in the middle row. Silvio with a mule kick to the groin earlier region. And that stops Diamond. Diamond in the corner, Silvio climbing on top, going for a 10 punch. That's 2 and 3. Diamond picks him up and throws him into the ladder. DDT by Diamond. Oh, the Soulja Boy elbow. He hadn't used that in a while. AJ counting Silvio.
Silvio! Silvio! Silvio!
Silvio up at 7. Diamond kind of tries to lay Silvio on the bottom of the ladder. Diamond now. Here comes Diamond. Cannonball, but Silvio gets out of the way and Diamond hits the ladder. Silvio rolls out of the ring to get more stuff, even though he didn't use the sledgehammer yet or the giant cutting board. Well, now he's got a smaller piece of wood, a smaller cutting board that you might cut up like a goat or something with, and another board about the equal in size. So we got lots of wood in this ring. Diamond selling. Silvio is still over here. They must have went to Home Depot or something earlier today. I'm surprised somebody hadn't pulled out a weed eater yet. Silvio is taking a long time doing whatever it is that he's doing over there. Meanwhile, Diamond was probably down. Now he rolls out of the ring to see what Silvio is doing. Trying to move things along here. Now they're fighting in front of the announce table. And now they're over where I can't see. Well, Silvio did something because he's standing. Silvio's got a chair. Well, the part of the back went off of that chair as Silvio grabs it. Diamond now trying to pull himself up with the announce. So it looks like Silvio has 2 chairs and he's setting up one of the boards to kind of do a makeshift table. Silvio whacks Diamond in the back with a chair.
Hey, Eddie, Chris Silvio, get your nice ringside seat.
Silvio up on the makeshift table and power drives Diamond through the table, just like Macho Man did to Ricky Morton. Yeah, that's right. AJ counting, I assume he's counting Diamond. Silvio back to AJ to 7. AJ the 9. Diamond gets to his feet right before AJ got the 10. There's a chop from Silvio. Silvio throws Diamond back in. Here comes AJ back in. Silvio now has one of the other smaller pieces of wood. And Silvio props up one of the pieces in the in one of the corners that don't have something propped up in it already. Diamond gets to his feet. Silvio just waiting. Silvio charges at Diamond. Diamond backdrops him through the piece of wood. Both wrestlers are down, though. Diamond is up. Diamond outside the ring. Let's see what he's going to bring in. There's a chair. AJ gets the four on Silvio. Silvio stumbles but can't get up. AJ gets the seven. Silvio back up at eight. And now Diamond has a makeshift table set up. Diamond with some chops. There's a right. Silvio staggering. Silvio lays on the makeshift table. Diamond going up top. Drops an elbow on Silvio through the makeshift table. And both wrestlers are down again. AJ gets the seven. Diamond pulls himself up. Silvio up at nine, grabs AJ. Slugfest now. Both are kind of staggering. Silvio flops out of the ring, and Diamond's going to follow him. Now they're going to slug it out outside the ring. Now they go through the curtain, and let's see what happens. Well, nothing's happening because nobody, referee and wrestlers. Oh, there they are. Silvio and Diamond are now on the balcony. And there's AJ trying to get him to come back. Silvio's down. They're like way up there in the balcony, too. Diamond standing over Silvio. Hey, look. Well, some guy in a wife beater comes out. I'm not really sure who this is. But he comes out and boots Diamond. The guy in a wife beater picks Silvio up. Well, he booted Diamond, and I don't even know where Diamond is unless he went off the balcony. Silvio gets pulled out to the ring by the guy in the wife beater. AJ counting, Diamond not out from behind the curtain. AJ gets the 10. Silvio retains the title.
Your winner is still OVW Heavyweight Champion, Chris Silvio.
Well, a guy in the wife beater holds up Silvio. And people are tending to Diamond down in the curtain. And the wife beater guy and Silvio shake hands. So I guess now they're BFFs or something.
So it turned out that Silvio employs the help of his new friend Rocco Bellagio to retain his OVW championship. I will say that my first foray into Davis Arena experience was quite enjoyable for both myself and Tony Fogg. I also got a picture with former OVW Ladies Champion Hannah Blossom to make my evening complete. I thank everyone at OVW for their hospitality and look forward to returning in the future. That wraps up the podcast, and stay tuned because even I don't know where I'll be headed next. Thank you for listening.